Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Get laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Here we are. Joe, do you like chicken nuggets?
I love chicken nuggets.
Oh, I do too. Welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Fast laps where we got the Dutch GP recap, Italian GP preview. Mike, how's it going?
Hi. What's going on?
Welcome back.
I'm back.
For another show.
It's really good to have
some
you.
Some energy going on here.
Yeah. You're back at work now.
I am back at work again.
How's that going?
Unfortunately.
How was your first day?
Yeah, I was there.
Wait, today was your first day?
No, Friday was my first day.
Oh, that's right.
I came back and worked a day and then went out for the weekend and then came back.
That's so stupid. I hated that. That's right. I forgot about that.
I worked yesterday for Labor Day, though. Time and a half. But, hey, it was a nice, easy 12 hours. So.
At time and a half, though.
But at time and a half, though.
At night.
You know what labor and Labor Day means.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I definitely put the labor in Labor Day.
Hard labor.
Okay. He puts the hard in labor.
Hard labor.
Yeah, right.
Hard labor.
Oh, he puts the hard in labor. Yeah.
No,
okay.
Not the hard in labor.
No, the puts the labor in the hard labor. Got
Kev is behind the camera.
Kev's
Thanks,
behind
Kev.
The camera.
As
Dang,
always.
This is off the rails. Joe.
Hey, Schmelzy, how's it going?
Do you have your mom waiting for you on the ready already?
Actually, I do. I'm very fragile, I feel, this episode.
Oh, we know.
It was a difficult race. A
lot of ups and downs.
Oh my God.
Like
so
the extreme
many
ups.
Truly. And like
and the
from like
downs.
Many teams I root for, I'm like, it was truly an emotional roller coaster. I was watching alone because I got up at 8 a.m. I was watching alone. Yeah. Yep. And I am. I'm really looking forward to getting into it.
No support watching alone either.
I forgot. Super looking forward
I was
going to
text you and tell you about a genius idea that I had where I was really hoping that we would go and talk about our teams. And I was like, you would start off by talking about McLaren, popping off about McLaren, has talking everything you got to do. And then we'd be like, Williams next. And you'd be like, anyways. And you take your hat off and then go put on the Williams hat.
Honestly, I was like considering as like a form of... what's the word? Solidarity for signs wearing the Williams hat today just because. And then Albon. Okay, we'll get into
we'll
it.
Get into
we're
it. We're
get
about
into
to
it.
Get into it. We'll Kev, into behind it. The camera, did I mention that? I don't know.
I did.
He's still here. Don't worry about it. Kev, let's head right into our Dutch GP recap. Oh, I was about to say welcome back to Banter with the Boys, but you're already here. Here we go. Yes, quality practice. Any notes on that?
I have
Joe's got
so many notes.
Oh, yeah.
I better
crack.
I have okay, so I bring notes all the time. Typically, practices take up like the top quarter, I would say. More than half of my first page is just from practice one and two, and then I get into a couple quality. So just to kind of
I'll buckle up.
Get through it really quickly. Hamilton has a spin.
I want my
FP1
seatbelts now.
Yeah, we should get seatbelts.
We should buckle in.
That'll make us look really professional.
Yeah, anyway, sorry, I'm going off the rails. Sorry.
FP1, we see Hamilton has a spin, but keeps it on track right before the first banking turn. Yuki spins after the DRS straight, slides through the gravel. Kimi Antonelli has a big understeel after a flat out section of Sector one.
Sector one.
Into the gravel and is beached there.
I love that term.
Max, after the session is over for a free practice one, he does a practice start, locks up at turn one, and then goes into the gravel and beaches it. Really good in free practice Free practice two. It was raining a little bit beforehand, so cars are still on slicks, but they're on a very slightly damp track. Stroll gets some crazy understeer going into the first banking. Instead of turning, almost goes straight into the wall. Big crash. Restart, an almost immediate yellow flag as Hadjar loses power and is told to stop on track. The virtual safety car comes out as they clear the track. I don't think I've ever seen a VSC, or maybe I've seen it once before this season where they have a VSC during a practice session. So that's kind of interesting, right? It was like,
I think you're right. I think
it did
happen.
Because he parked well enough
season.
That they were able to take it off, but they didn't want to just like red flag the session, which is what they always do. So that was kind of interesting to see. Yeah. It just meant no one like
could take flying.
Still nothing going
on. Hamilton spins again, but on a different part of the track, still keeping it out of the wall. This is a little foreshadowing. Albon goes off at turn one after locking up while braking late. He slides through the gravel and does bend his front wing, and then he gets beached trying to get out. While George is coming into the pit lane after the red flag, he starts crossing a McLaren garage, which Piastri just started to turn into, but suddenly he turned back into the fast lane to go to the second garage in the pit, turning directly into George and almost maybe even making contact. There's a bit of wheel smoke as George brakes hard. The incident did get noted, but nothing came of it. And in FP3, Alonso dives into the pit lane on a fast lap. The Mercedes doesn't see this and starts edging into the pit lane in front, almost colliding with him. Merck swerves over and Alonso brakes fast, the Merck retreating back to the track for another lap. Lando was fastest in all three practices. All right, those are just the practices.
Poor Lando. Yep.
Quali. Stroll spins off track into the gravel, hits the wall with his front wing in the final banking turn of Q1.
What a stud.
He does make it back to the pits, but he gets out of the car, does not come back out. Lando sets a record with 1:08.874 in his first run in Q2. Lando, the new all-time lap record holder, until Piastri takes the lap record with a 1:08.662, his first Q3 lap. Lando only 12,000 seconds off on his first in Q3. They do not get better than that. Piastri, Norris, Verstappen. We're going to get into this as well, but while on the grid before race start, Hamilton under investigation for a yellow flag infringement.
Yeah, and we can just talk about that yellow flag infringement real quick.
Sure.
That was during quali.
That was actually on their way to their grid spots before the race.
Okay, yeah. And they had a double yellow at that last corner even.
I can't remember why, but
there were people on the track.
Okay.
Like, still people that were standing on track, and Hamilton came through double yellow flags flat out.
That's so crazy to going to the grid.
Like, even the Tifosi are mad at him, and that says something because he's a Ferrari driver.
Why were people on? I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's what they do. Like, they have people on track at the start because, you know, they start on their grid positions or whatever. And like,
where was he going flat out? Do you know?
It was in sector three somewhere. I don't know.
Jeez. Okay.
It was clearly close enough that they felt that it was considered highly dangerous for the people on track. And so he was handed a 5-place grid penalty.
Yep. Did not affect that race because he ended up not finishing this race. So it will affect next race.
Correct. So in Monza, he'll have a 5-place grid penalty.
Monza, Ferrari will have a 5-place grid penalty.
The Tifosi are in shambles.
I mean, after should this we
just,
race, shoot.
Should we just start with Ferrari?
Go for it.
Start just from the bottom? Start from the bottom?
Go for it. You know right. what? And why don't we do Ferrari. This? If you're about it, you've done an amazing job.
Thank you.
On this document. Do you want to just bring in each team?
I can do that. Sure.
Go for it.
All right. I mean, Ferrari, straight up, what a downright awful day.
Mamma mia, I just read that.
Yeah, I put at the end, after kind of like just some notes here. Hamilton crashes, hitting wet paint on the first banking. Mm-hmm. He messed up Charles' strategy. He had just pit, and then he gave everyone else free pits. Charles fell behind. And then, unfortunately, Charles gets hit by rookie Antonelli.
That
Hamilton,
sucks.
Yeah.
Because Charles was driving the crap out of that
car. He was driving the crap out of the car. They both get out of the car, end up on the dunes of Zandvoort. And then I know that Hamilton gets the 5-grid place penalty. We learned that after the race, and then I put in quote in parentheses, "Mamma Mia!" Like, so like
it's all bad.
Before they crash, obviously Hamilton was not locked in this weekend. He had a lot of issues
not
throughout the weekend.
In.
Yep.
Leading up to the race, so just a bad. I don't know. I don't know if that's normally a line he should be taking. If he's maybe it was just poor judgment. Some drivers were like did note like, or rather, we did hear from commentators that like engineers were telling drivers that don't get on the paint because it's wet and it's slippery. But that was probably after Hamilton.
Probably.
I mean, beside like they don't crash. Where do they place? How are they looking? Like, can they come back for Monza?
They'll come back fine for Monza, I think. But Hamilton, I'm not sure. Hamilton was struggling a bit through the weekend and kind of all day. Charles, I don't know, was having a great GP, though. I thought he was bound to have a podium finish.
He kept getting battling. Close and close to Hadjar, but couldn't really make it stick.
I think he would have battled for it. Low-key, for me.
But I don't
brings Mercedes
think the Ferraris are going to do great in Monza.
They did get almost a 1-2. Charles did finish first last year.
He did. That was last year.
You just don't think the car has made any improvement?
I think the car is different this year than it was last year.
Totally.
I guess I'll out myself in the fact that like I've seen some people who are more technical minded talking about the Ferrari and Monza for next week and are talking especially about like Hamilton's 5-place grid penalty. Mm-hmm. And they're like,
which is huge.
He is in a rough spot because the Ferrari right now is not the fastest car in a straight line and is severely more draggy than other cars. And right now the Ferrari is performing better in high downforce tracks. Meanwhile, lower downforce tracks like Monza, where, you know, it's just all about speed, the Ferrari is struggling more.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, people are expecting that Ferrari are not going to do super great in Monza.
So we have 9 races left. Mercedes is 12 points behind Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
Can Kimi do enough? Like, we know George has been fairly consistent right now, you know? So we're kind of counting George in points. We're kind of counting Charles in points. Is it kind of like a race between Hamilton and Kimi Antonelli to see who can kind of get enough points to put their team in second in the constructors?
I mean, why not?
I mean, 12 points is obtainable.
Antonelli just has to, like, this is, you know,
not
weird
fly
to
the
say.
Track on
he's
got
to stop being a rookie, right? He's got to start driving just a little bit safer, and the car will kind of take him there a little bit. Like,
sometimes. And Toto was like, "Hey, it's a learning year," is it what is. He said of Antonelli's situation there with Charles, but. I mean, should we go into Mercedes, I guess?
I mean, the only other team, the team right before Mercedes, I guess not really, but actually, yeah, the team right before Mercedes would be Alpine.
Yeah.
Hey, actually...
To be fair, Colapinto gained, like, another, other than the Lando thing, rip, we'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the Lando thing, Colapinto gained another place at the end of the race. I mean, he was climbing on the second half of that race, so it wasn't the worst thing in the world for me to see from him, to be honest with you.
I actually thought it was a pretty good weekend for him.
Yeah, might as well just, you know, I know before break I was calling for a change in the second seat. After that, just let him be. Just let him finish the season. Let's just see.
He made it.
You know, you guys signed him to a multi-year deal as a reserve driver for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
I thought the Alpines were... I mean, not great, but they're better than they have been this weekend. It wasn't the worst performance that we've seen out of them. So
still not the performance they want. No points, unfortunately.
Correct, yeah.
And I think it's possible Gasly maybe got caught out a little bit by
Gasly also ended up only stopping once. So I think it.
Okay.
Right. They took a gamble on his strategy and it just didn't pan out.
Yeah.
So that is what it is.
Oh, yeah. I do remember he was pretty. Yeah. He was like really. Really old tires at the end there.
Is what it is for Alpine, but I'm not super negative on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. So, oh well.
But yeah, we can talk about, we can talk about Mercedes a little bit more. Right. Russell made up a single place. He had a moment or two with Charles during the race. Otherwise, it was fairly quiet for him. Well, consistent, I would say.
He made a place because of Lando?
I believe so.
I mean, yes. He did. Yep. I mean, he did. We can't hide that.
Yeah. I mean, he had some battles, like fighting with Charles, right?
He also was fighting against.
I loved that. The Charles and George fights, like, ooh, that got me excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was fighting against Hadjar as well. And yeah, there were some fights with him. So
definitely.
What you said here about Kimi, he will get better, but 16th is where he deserves to be this time around.
Oh,
totally
yeah.
Agree.
I mean, yeah. Just,
totally agree.
Just,
too many mistakes.
Exactly. That's exactly why I put it. I like the kid, but
I do too.
Bad race.
I think we have a great rookie class. I'm really excited for next season to see. I mean, yeah, new regs. It's going to be crazy, right? But really excited to see everybody's year two, really.
I like how.
Other than poor Jack doing, but.
I like how as well like Charles Leclerc came out and said, "I'm not upset about the accident. It was an accident. It happens." Like Mercedes came out, and we're like, "We're not upset with him." Ferrari came out, and we're like, "We're not upset with Kimi. He made a mistake. He's a rookie. It's gonna happen. It's not the end of the world. We're not upset." And meanwhile, I've been seeing that the Tifosi are completely pitchforks and fires up, ready.
Well, it's because the whole weekend was trashed, right?
Yeah.
That's why.
I get it.
It's better if Hamilton finishes somewhere.
Right.
Like, ideally in the top 10, probably top 7 somewhere, right? Ideally finishes up there. If he does, do you think they're just as frustrated? Or do you think it's just... Yeah. Still. I mean, Charles was driving the crap out of the car.
He was
running a blue-collar race for me and was succeeding at it.
Yeah.
But for where the car is. But...
All right. Yep.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
How about Haas? Yeah?
Are we on Haas?
Haas, yeah, go for it.
Haas or Sauber?
Screw it. He's just throwing it in there.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we totally have a different... Yeah, actually, we should talk about Sauber really quick.
Yeah, because
I had no notes for Sauber.
Yeah.
They was literally the only team that I didn't write anything for.
Yeah. I mean, they were super... They were just kind of stuck in the back. Gabby did okay. But like Gabby drove better than Nico did all weekend. But aside from that, yeah, it was just kind of a do nothing weekend for them. I don't think this was a strong track for their car. So it is what it is. It sucks that, you know, they fell behind Racing Bulls this weekend because of the big point haul, but you know.
Yeah, I mean,
it is what it is.
That Racing Bulls points isn't going to happen every week. And again, with, what did I say, 9 races left? Who knows? Sauber's only 9 points behind Racing Bulls.
Right. So it's still very doable. It's still a fight for the midfield. So just take your lumps and move on to the next weekend.
Yep.
I'll have a really funny when we get to quotes. I've got a really funny quote from Nico.
Okay.
Awesome. So. Great.
I cannot
wait.
The Haas dream.
The Haas
dream. Behrman from 20th to 6th.
Behrman from the pit lane to 6th.
Crazy.
Sorry, right? Behrman. We're sorry.
I mean, insane, right?
Yeah.
I mean, his best ever finish. Ocon was there too, and he got points.
Ocon got points. Yeah. That's a double point finish. That's why I'm decked out in
double
Haas
point finish.
Yeah.
Double point finish for the Haas team. No, it didn't make a huge difference. They're still in 9th.
Yeah.
Only 7 back of Sauber.
But yeah, they're fighting still.
So
we're
24
there. We're
ahead of
points.
Alpine.
It's I feel like Haas is haunted by their one lap pace right now. And they're just getting caught out in qualifying every weekend. But like if we can see them qualify, then we could see maybe even more pace out of them. So I'm very excited. have said it since the beginning, watching Oliver race is so much fun.
Yeah.
Watching that guy, it's awesome. So great strategy from Haas. Great drive from both drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Super great weekend. I'm super happy.
They did great.
Again, yeah. Decked out in Haas for a reason.
Decked out in Haas for a reason.
Per usual, yeah.
Yeah.
Typical.
Now we got another kind of comeback kid, Aston Martin, out of nowhere, 7-8. They looked great. They looked really good all weekend long, despite Stroll crashing.
Mm-hmm.
They were quick. They were like up there pretty much throughout each session.
Last two races have been okay for
them.
Yeah. So I'm curious, with them being, what is it there? Is that 18 points behind Williams?
Yeah.
Now, Williams also got 10 points this week, but if Williams can consistently finish, they should have fifth locked up. I think we talked about that before. But if they can't consistently finish well,
18 points,
Aston Racing Bulls can catch them.
It's literally if Hulkenberg
gets a
fifth.
Podium, I don't know. You know.
It's a fight for fifth right now, as crazy as this is. Like,
yeah. Which I love, by the way.
I love it.
I love
midfield fights.
I love when there's a midfield fight. Yeah. It's like a second race for sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, about that. Williams, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Aston Martin is catching him, but Williams is also on an upswing. I think they have probably
more.
Well,
Carlos Sainz sucks.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding. Stop the show.
I don't know how you don't see that, but whatever.
Wow.
I'm about to throw my shoe.
Crazy. I'm just kidding. Anyway,
this is my last pod.
I might be mine too.
This is my last.
We can segue into Williams because you're right. They're fighting for fifth at the moment. Signs before his moment with Liam Lawson, and I want to talk about that. And so we will.
Signs had a decent weekend.
I think we will talk about them next because I think we're into the top three at that point.
Yeah, might as well.
So Williams, Signs was right next to Albon before his incident. Like, they could have gotten so many points. And like Signs said it perfectly. It's like, it seems every time I'm like up for a good weekend with good points, something happens. And it's like, yep. I mean,
just unlucky AF.
It was unlucky. Albon, however, an amazing race, 15th to 5th, like, just crazy driving from Albon, like, insane, right? Doing everything he can with that car.
Yeah, no Williams hat around. I don't even see it. He's not even a fan.
My crystal ball, my binoculars. I said it last week. I was like, one of two drivers are going to finish in 5th. It's going to be Alonso or Albon.
Nice. Very nice.
And then I watched both of them like qualify well outside of 5th. I was like, whoa, this is going to age poorly.
It worked out. Yeah,
overall, it was a good race. Like, there's a lot of switch ups, you know? Yeah.
Keep 5th? In the constructors, you think?
Man, so the problem is that I feel like, well, no, actually, both Aston and Williams seem to have bad races and good races. Mm-hmm. And Williams just have had more good races. I think they can keep 5th. I want them to keep 5th. Obviously, my predictions want Aston, but I think Williams can do it. 18 points in the bottom field, in the bottom half of the field, 18 points could be a stretch, but you also just need one really good race.
One really good race, yeah. Or one race for one of the Williams drivers to straight up not finish again, or outside of points again. If you can get both cars in the points, you're making ground.
Yeah, and like so, I think we're past. I'm personally past the era. Maybe not the era. I'm kind of past the moment of like Alonso better than Stroll. Like, Alonso's the one. It's like Stroll's driving just as hard as Alonso is. Stroll, he's just making more mistakes, I think.
Stroll's actually had a solid year.
He's had a good year. Do you have the drivers?
He's 11th in driver. He's 2 points ahead of Fernando Alonso.
Okay, so like, I mean,
They're right there though. They've both been battling. Still behind Nico.
I'm not saying he's as good as Alonso. I'm just saying they're driving the car kind of the same at the moment.
I would hope you wouldn't say that.
So.
That'd be crazy.
That's just kind of how that is. All right, let's talk about the moment really quick because we're getting into V-Car
now. Go for it.
I want to talk about the bad before we talk about the great.
Yep.
Liam Lawson. You dislike Liam Lawson a lot. I really disliked him this weekend. They had a moment, turn one. Liam cut up. He was ahead of the apex. Sainz did get the penalty for not moving. It still was a move he didn't need to make. That's my argument. Signs, I think Signs also put it perfectly. I know I'm going to go against Liam because I really like Signs, but I just think it was an unneeded move. It was like he took a risky move that cost points where other drivers would not do that if they are in the same position. And he's done similar things throughout the rest of the season. And I agree with that. Lawson has made bad judgment calls before. But
oh, we know. We know that.
The stewards handed him the penalty. I thought I heard they refused to talk to Carlos after the
literally,
race.
Literally, like, he walked up to go talk to them, and they were like, we've got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Because he wanted, he said right away, I think that was right a con. Away. He said yep. he wanted to go yep. talk to the stewards. Yep. Yeah.
Right away. So my point of view, Lawson obviously drove into Signs. But rules written, he was ahead of the apex. It was his line to take. Signs should have backed off, but it could have been done in just a much better way. Where neither of them got hurt, and Lawson could have gotten actual points if he just just kind of gave him a
Lawson
little bit more
was
space.
Running okay.
He was
as well.
He was
actually
running fine.
Holding his own.
My thing, like my shtick on it is that
shtick.
Technically, Liam did have possession of the corner, right?
Yeah.
It was his corner, quote. But my other big thing is that another huge argument between drivers and whatnot and fans and everyone else is race etiquette, right? And leaving room for the driver, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can close the window, but if that closing the window is going to result in an accident, then leave some room, you know? And he had the entire track. He had the traction. He had the corner. He could have taken a line on the inside, given could have squeezed Carlos is fine, but didn't need to literally squeeze him off of the track. That's poor race etiquette. It's just a rookie move. He could have just taken the inside line, taken the better traction, stayed ahead of Carlos, and then kind of forced Carlos into a suboptimal line, and Carlos would have had to get on the brakes. And then he could have kept Carlos behind that way, saved both of their races. But he didn't because he's arrogant. And he said, this is my corner and I'm going to take this, and cost both of them their race.
Yeah.
And it's just poor race etiquette, and I don't like this guy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's quite obvious. I'd love to hear your take, Schmelzy.
I'm watching it again. Yeah, I'm watching it again.
While you're watching it, yeah, just again, I agree with you. I think, like, and you said it, racing etiquette versus rules. Yeah, you're right. Like, it's just unfortunate. While he's looking at it, 10 seconds
was crazy
for
right?
a move he did not intentionally make. Yes, he. I mean, how can you give a guy 10 seconds for staying still? Essentially,
listen, like, okay,
it's
crazy.
Give me
the hat. Give me the hat.
Oh, he's getting the hat. This is
almost not even a hat anymore.
It's almost not even a hat
anymore.
Oh,
man. That's
how
just,
much
that's...
of this is because of all of the talk about Carlos Sainz Sr. wanting to run against MBS and they're punishing Mr. Carlos Sainz Jr.
Wow. I was like,
this is the most tinfoily hat.
Yeah.
Argument that I've made.
You had me that's completely lost until the take. Until like the last bit there.
They're
I mean, like that's
punishing Sainz Jr. for Sainz Sr.
So Carlos ended up with a 10-second penalty because
he did.
Of that?
Yeah, 10 seconds.
So okay.
And then also they refused to talk to Carlos afterwards.
They
so
did. Which
even
I knew,
more
I knew that.
Hat.
I remember that for sure.
You guys,
sorry, I'm just letting
hat.
This play out
no,
one
you're good, you're good,
more
you're good.
Time.
I'm just looking up
yeah,
is if. I'm just
dude,
looking to see if
no.
they ever
10 seconds for that.
No, bro.
Yeah, the
you,
most.
Liam's,
I think
Liam's wheel moves.
I want to quote Science
as he's riding up the track.
Yeah,
which is natural science, right? Mm-hmm. But his wheel moves. I mean, no.
No, Liam definitely makes the move up. Like he tries cutting off Science, and he just doesn't have any room.
Now, like you said, he has the corner, but he doesn't leave Carlos any room at all.
Yeah,
zero.
But he has, yeah. It's his corner.
That's crazy, man.
I don't know. 10 seconds for Carlos on that is, I don't like that.
If it were a
5-second like
penalty, I would have been like, okay.
It's just whatever. Then
know,
it's just, but 10
that
is
sucks,
tough.
But like, yeah, 10 seconds is crazy.
Yeah, for on TV, a penalty that seems so cut and dry, Liam's fault initially.
Yeah.
To see Carlos get 10, yeah, I was, I mean, everyone was shocked.
Everyone yeah. was upset.
I have a quote from Carlos really quick. The most confusing part is that the FIA always tells us that doors are open to go and see the stewards and consult any type of doubt, but I just received a message that they would rather not talk to me right now. I don't know where this is coming from. Yeah, so just,
tinfoil hat.
Another, I mean, that's crazy. It's not the reason, I hope.
We might have to make a short of just that, and we're going to get banned.
Yeah.
The hat is back on, I'm telling you.
Wow.
This is a conspiracy.
The look on his face when he said that, I was like, it's a conspiracy.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So we talked about the bad. News. We talked about the bad. Let's talk about the great. Yes. Isaac Hadjar. He did not do anything crazy. He just kept it on track. He kept it in his place, and he got rewarded with his best ever finish in F1 and a podium for V-Carb.
Yep.
That's Kev's boy, by the way.
Kevin is celebrating behind the camera.
Kev's favorite, Kev, your favorite driver?
Isak guy.
Kev's rookie favorite driver. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Isaac, Isak, whatever. Hadjar.
Isak, yeah.
I'll say Hijar. I'll say Hadjar.
Just say Hadjar.
Just a crazy good. I said Hijar because you kept saying Isak, Isaac. It's just, I'm just going to say Isaac, okay?
Are you saying English right now?
Hadjar. I mean, honestly, I've said this already. Rookie of the year for me. Or right. Like, just from the get-go.
Easily.
Really good rookies this year. But Hadjar's just been above and beyond, like, a good driver. Much deserved. Like, I'll let you kind of, like, gush a little bit about him. Because I know you have some stuff.
Well, I was just going to say, like, the other major contender that people have for rookie of the year is Kimi Antonelli. And people would try and make the argument of like, oh, well, Kimi got a podium in his rookie year. Well, now so did Isak. Mm. And so, like, that's two of them.
So, right. So those are equal. So take out the podium.
Kimi did it in a top field car, and Hadjar did it in a V-carb.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
which is true.
Which is a midfield car.
Which is true.
So, like, that is so much more of a... of an incredible performance out of him. He did it entirely on merit. Okay.
Kimi's still a solid 24 points ahead of Hadjar, too.
He got...
But, again, in a better car.
In a better car. He got the podium by happenstance, but he held... He qualified fourth handily and held fourth.
He did. He did.
For the entire race.
You gotta give him that. 100%.
And he qualified only, like, less than a second off of... Or less than a tenth. I thought it was, like, a tenth off of Verstappen, wasn't it? Like... Which is crazy. Like, masterclass drive.
Yeah.
Best drive.
Mega drive.
Not what I would have expected from the guy who we saw bawling in Anthony Hamilton's arms.
Well, and that's just it. Where he's came from, he's continued to work his way up to now getting in a podium. Yes, if we'll get to McLaren. If that doesn't happen, does he have a podium?
Probably not.
Probably not, right? But... Still, even if he would have finished P4, we would have been talking about him just the same. Like, this is crazy.
Yep.
And now getting that first podium of the career, he's got the taste. Let's see what happens.
Also, I had just heard today as well that after this, currently Isak's average podium or current position, average position thus far in the season is...
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Is it 9.2? So, he averages at least ninth every single race.
To finishing?
His finishing position is ninth.
Average is ninth.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So.
Interesting.
He is averaging in the points. Low point finishes, but, you know, when you consider that, you know, the top eight cars are typically going to be four.
Yeah, he's only finished ninth twice. I'm sorry, that's 10th. He's finished ninth once, but he's had a couple other
good
races.
He's had a couple higher and he's had a couple
Montreal,
lower,
Montreal, Spain, you know.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, the Dutch GP. Big one for him.
So that is... that was my fun little news on him. Rookie of the year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, let's jump in. Like, I mean, let's kind of segue by saying this. There are two Red Bull teams on the grid at the moment.
One team, though, right, Joel?
Sure. There's a second seat that's always under contention, in the Red Bull team. Does Isak get looked at for the second seat? Does he get demoted to Red Bull?
Does he get demoted?
A car that he says he's not ready for, probably because he doesn't want to go to it, because mm-hmm. I think he knows he'll struggle getting used to it. Mm-hmm. It also begs the question, mm-hmm. This is crazy, right? Is there ever a world they put Max to test in the V-carb?
That would be wild.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I hope so. I hope that world exists.
It's like a tinfoil hat moment. I won't put it on, but like...
I hope that world exists.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think Hazard's going in the seat this season. Either. If it was, it'd be like last race this season, whatever.
I agree, you know? Not this season. Do you think he's more up for next season, though?
I still don't think so. I still think... I made the argument last week, too. Lauren Mekkies wants stability. Lauren Mekkies wants to give Yuki a real shot.
In points, too, by the way.
And he was in points this weekend. So, like, I think his big deal is he's going to say, take your time, learn the car, continue to grow. We've seen too many drivers get promoted to Red Bull under Horner too fast. We see it happen with Albon, Gasly, not so much Perez, but then Lawson and now Tsunoda, where that second Red Bull seat is just chewing up every other driver. I don't think he wants to do that to Hadjar.
Do you want
to
see it this season or next season, Kev? Next season?
You
start
see
of next 26, you want to see
do you
Isak Hadjar in the seat.
New car. Right. I was going to say. Yeah.
That car will no longer really exist next season.
True.
Okay. He's saying if that car's a problem, it would no longer exist. So why not just throw him in there? In 26?
Sure.
Well, he's performing. Why wouldn't you give the kid a shot?
Okay.
He's not doing great. So why wouldn't?
And that's just not as a fan of Hadjar at all. That's just general. Unbiased opinion.
Right. Now, my contradiction to that though is, why would you not just keep him in the car that he's currently more familiar with, which is the V carb, to let him get
Max
more experience?
That's all part of Kev's plan.
And let and let Yuki kind of. Trailblaze in that Red Bull and get that Red Bull ready for him, so that when Hadjar does get up to that team, he's not under the scrutiny of having to drive at a top level team and have to learn and develop a new car, because they're going to have to develop that new car next year. They're going to want benchmarks, and they won't have a benchmark for a driver who's never driven the car before.
Who's never been on the varsity
squad. I think it's worse for the team, and it's worse for Hadjar.
Oh, man. You want who's like ultimately it worse for, though? Yuki Tsunoda. Because he gets to sit in the worst car, like a car he can't drive, a car that he's losing to both the V-carbs in currently.
Yep.
He's many, many, many points out. He's 8 points away from Liam and... 25 points away from Hadjar.
Yep.
That's crazy.
So, like, unfortunately, you might be signing his death sentence, sending him to Red Bull. I understand, though. I get it.
They're going to have a ton of grace. It's a new regs, new car.
It is new regs, new car. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't even Max is going to do well on that car.
Now. True.
That's
true.
You're right. Yeah, I think, yeah.
If you don't hear, Kev just said Max is going to retire. So.
That's true.
Heck yeah.
Speaking of him, though, Tsunoda, he did get some points. He started in 12th. He came in 9th, so he did get a couple points.
Yeah.
Good chunk from him.
Yeah.
Max at his home track, he was in 3rd pretty much the entire time. He got 2nd. He had a really good strategy just getting ahead.
The opening corners were wild for
him. Opening corners were good. He did what he set out to do, but he couldn't keep it, and I think he knew he couldn't keep it. And we only heard car struggle comms from him near the end of the race. So overall, good showing for Max. I think P2 is truly the best that he would have expected anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think P3 was probably the best he could have expected, but he got P2.
You're going to
take
P2 when it's given to you.
Yeah. Any notes for
that race start from him was freaking awesome, mm-hmm. man. That was so cool. I was standing in my chair. I was like, what is happening right now?
Legend.
Yeah. It was crazy.
And I think that's all we got, right, guys? We can probably...
We don't need to talk about
McLaren. That's fine.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the great before we talk about the... awful.
Okay.
Again, Piastri, race was in the bag right off the line. Truly, no point was he under any real pressure. Even if Norris had not retired, he likely would have still won. I don't think Norris would have caught him mm-hmm. any day of the week. Piastri had that in the bag. He was in first the entire time. It was his race, start to finish. Hats off to him.
His first ever Grand Slam?
Yes.
A Grand Slam. He qualified first... Or he got pole position, led every lap, and had fastest lap.
What's all that plus fastest in each practice? Is that like a super grand slam?
I don't think it has a name.
The Grand Slam, Grand Slam.
We should call it a Max
Verstappen. Well, it was a McLaren Super Grand Slam, so that's cool.
True, yeah, that's true.
All right. On lap 65, Lando says he smells smoke. We get a wide shot of the car, and we see it billowing from the back.
Dude.
He's told to stop. He gets out. He sits on the grass, and he puts his head in his hands.
When you're sitting on the guardrail, that's what got me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's so sad.
He is now 34 points away from Piastri, and I have to ask, this is like, I mean, there's nothing really else to talk about. He had a good race, yep. You know?
He really did.
It was just incredibly bad luck with the Mercedes power unit. So I have to ask just one single question. Actually, go ahead before I ask the question.
Actually, I found out it was not the power unit. It was a chassis problem. McLaren released something saying that it was a problem with the chassis that
caused smoke from the engine.
Right.
I guess it was something like an oil leak from the chassis. I guess what? Was what that I was. Doesn't... I don't know. I heard today that it was a chassis problem. Was what they announced. I'm getting fact checked.
Problem
right
on
now.
The chassis side.
See
what
chassis problem? That's what I was saying. I just heard today
McLaren takes blame for Lando Norris' Dutchie B failure with
it
problem
wasn't...
on the chassis side.
It apparently
rather
was...
than the failure of the car's Mercedes engine.
Yeah. So
gosh, that's crazy.
What? Okay, listen.
I'm gonna need an explanation.
I have no clue how.
From the chassis side issue, what?
Yeah, I got no clue how that could happen. It looks like it should have been an engine problem, but
they want me to pay for this article. What is this? What do we got going on?
The guy made of money?
Yeah.
They're not saying exactly what it is. Oh, they have not fully, as of this, yeah, they have not fully diagnosed it. Okay. It wasn't so I will take out it was not a Mercedes issue, it was a McLaren issue.
This is the first technical problem for the team after a long run of faultless reliability.
Truly. Yeah. For literally years.
But it just sucks. That sucks for Lando, man.
Yeah.
I don't think he's gonna I'm sorry.
So that's the question I have to ask. Does this ruin Lando's championship run? Does it ruin Lando's championship run?
It's done for me.
Are we just watching Piastri take it home now?
Yeah, kinda, I think so.
Unfortunately. Good for him, but I was hoping for a battle.
Sorry, go ahead.
Somebody smarter than me did the math. Mm-hmm. So assuming that we continue to have the same results that we've had of a McLaren 1-2 moving forward, it will take Lando 5 wins without Oscar getting another win for Lando to get ahead of Oscar if they're finishing 1-2.
Wait. So...
Lando to get ahead of Oscar, if they're finishing 1-2 every single race,
he's got to win five.
He has to win five
only
races.
Five?
Yes,
that's closer than I thought. That doesn't actually. Make sense
yeah.
to me.
Yeah,
so
that's
like,
close.
If Oscar comes, Oscar will need to come in
it's
second.
25-18 point difference, right?
Correct.
So that's 7 points each race. Yeah, that's 30 points.
35 points. Yep.
Okay.
That's 35 points.
Okay.
That's actually
way better. I was writing
odds.
It off. I'm bad at math.
But that means
I was too.
But keep in mind, that's how many he needs currently to get ahead of him. So if he wants to get ahead of Oscar, he needs to win the next 5 in a row with Oscar coming in second to the next 5 in a row.
He doesn't need to win the next 5.
Doesn't have to be in a row.
Win 5 races.
Yeah, right.
But what I'm saying is that if Oscar wins another race, that only pushes that even further.
That's a good point.
So that only makes it even harder for him.
That's a good point.
So he like. For every win that Oscar gets from now on, that only multiplies, right?
Yeah, I see. Darn it.
I think, because at this point, for every win that Oscar gets, Lando's going to need probably, close to 2? Like 1.5 wins for every win that Oscar gets?
Yeah.
We should collectively, you and me, should never do math again.
Yeah, probably. Yep. I feel like I'm typically okay about it. He said someone else did the math for you, so
that is true.
So we're good.
We're good.
But we okay, so you right, you immediately made me feel better, and now I still feel worse
I'm
again.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. that in mind, knowing that it is still possible,
it is
he
doable.
Could pull it out. I mean, he got like 3 wins in a row, right?
Yeah.
So like, it is possible. Incredibly unlikely, but possible. I think we're watching Piastri just cross the finish line. Man, it is truly heartbreaking to know that we're probably not going to get a last race shootout between them.
Yep.
And that everyone will refer back to this race as to why Lando did not win.
Yep.
And that's, man, that really, really tough pill to swallow.
Yeah. And I've got a feeling that is going to really affect Lando mentally, because Lando has to know this too. Lando needs to see all this stuff going on as well. Like, he sees this, he knows it, and I'm like, between the two drivers, he has the weaker mental. So
while, yeah, I think I agree. And while it's, I'm hoping he knows that it's definitely not his fault, yep. But I don't think that would help. I mean, I'm hoping it helps a little bit, but it shouldn't help fully because now he's blaming McLaren probably. But
I almost feel like it's worse that he knows that it's not his fault.
It's not because he could have done better.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's like, well, it was out of my hands that I couldn't have done this. And that's even more depressing because, like, I can't improve on something that's out of my hands, you know?
Okay, hear me out.
Yep.
Next race, McLaren sabotages Piastri's car. They get them close again so they can have a battle to the end.
Yeah, do you need the hat for that?
Yeah, 100% I needed it, but I already said it.
So yeah, it's already over.
So that's kind of rough. We might just be watching a Max Verstappen situation. We had a good run, you know?
It's been great.
We still have a lot of... if anything's true, Norris is going to fight his ass off for the rest of the season. So we'll at least get to see that.
There's still a chance, too, that Oscar might have problems at some point. Oscar might not finish outside the points. And if finishes outside the points and Lando wins...
Or DNFs.
Bam. Himself. That's what I'm saying. That's outside the points.
I mean, even less than that, if Oscar finishes off the podium and Lando wins, that's a really good chunk of points.
It's true. Yeah. This is true.
So there's a lot of things that are happening. There's still a lot of season left.
Yep.
Right?
Whatever. Anything could happen. And it's been a crazy season.
Man, you were more bummed than I am. I am, like, really bummed. I want to say, like... I would love to see.
Guess what? A McLaren driver is winning the WDC.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. I want to see. I'm more than happy to see Piastri win, but I would have loved to see Lando push him for, like,
does
have
he
a
deserve
for his
it
money.
First before Oscar?
I don't want to think about that. I think I've already said they both deserve it equally.
Fair enough.
Yes, Lando's been in the car longer, but Piastri's turned into
through
an amazing
crap
driver
as well.
Like, yeah. I think they're equally deserving.
I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna,
10 year aside.
I'm gonna text him every day, like, curious if his answers changed at all.
You should.
Who deserves it more, Joe?
It probably will.
All right, do your comm callouts. Oh, what do you have?
Yeah, I do have some comm callouts. Also, I totally forgot to bring this up when we were talking about Sauber. Gabby lost a bunch of positions right at the start.
Yeah.
And I did write down that happened because he had an issue with his clutch. And so he did not get off the line like he was supposed to. And literally by the time he finally got his car rolling, he had already been overtaken by four cars.
Yeah, he was straight stationary.
Yeah, it was bad. For fun quotes, for starters, Carlos, after his little incident, echoed exactly what I was thinking. He said, and I quote, "This guy, it's always the same guy."
Yes. It's funny with the added context of you thinking that all the time.
Yes. I'm like, he said it, and I was like, yes, Carlos, we're all thinking it.
It's always the same guy.
And then this was actually not advertised on the actual show. This was, you could only hear this if you watched Nico's camera. But I saw this on a radio call out on the F1 YouTube channel that Nico said, and quote, "I'm going to be driving like a grandma with these ones," talking about his tires. I guess he was having tire problems, and he was commenting that even he knew he was going to be driving slow. And that made me laugh, so.
Awesome. I have none. Joe?
I do have one. I had a few, but there's only one that I really want to state. This was from Karun Chandak on Sky Sports, lap 11. Norris has just dropped Verstappen like a hot potato.
Yeah.
Right when he overtook him and just bolted away.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was awesome. So funny.
Yep. Killer. Do we have any quick thoughts before we head into news? And our news is very, very short.
Yeah. Honestly, my quick thoughts was, you know, the Lando thing. So.
Thoughts and prayers to Lando.
Yep.
Yep. And that McLaren's going to sabotage Lando's car. Oscar's car. Oscar's car. There it is. First from out of Joe's mouth. There it is. Kev, let's head right into our news. Welcome back. We got the news for you. Just a couple things. We'll start with the caddy driver deal. We'll be doing the TCP, stands for testing of previous cars, program in the Ferraris.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yep. So they don't have a car.
Right.
So
correct.
The Ferraris are giving them their SF23s.
Good luck.
SCF23s. No, that's a SF21. My bad.
So they're giving Caddy SF23s while the Ferrari drivers will be using the SF24s.
Got it.
So using older cars, but you know.
Well, getting them back in the cars, let's knock some rust off, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm full Cadillac next year.
Yeah.
And probably a little Mercedes. And, of course, I will always be an Alpine fan, so there's my three.
Nice.
What was the other thing? Oh, yeah, Verstappen. He kind of comes out and admits that, quote, maybe I will not win another world championship. Just kind of accepting that as of late, accepting something that we already all know. Does that make him change the seat after 26? Who knows? We'll see. He's under contract through 28, I believe.
That's a future me problem.
If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. If he's changing seats, he's retiring.
And that might be it. Because he also said with that, he also said he's accomplished more than he ever could have dreamed of in his career already.
Yep.
And dude's like, what, low 30s?
Younger. He's younger
he's
than
like 28,
me.
I
is
think.
He 28? Okay, yeah. He's not even in his 30s.
27,
God, that's the second time today I did it in our other show, NFL show, that I called the player like 30 and he's like 29. Like, oh man, that's a sin, dude. Like, I'm 30, so it's fine for me now. But yeah, that's messed up. Like, I can't call somebody 30 and they're not even. Are you 30, Mike?
In a week.
Like, a week.
Mike!
Yeah.
Yeah, next week. Damn. All right.
The dirty 30 next week.
What day next week?
Tuesday.
Monday. Oh, Monday.
Yeah, you're close.
I knew that.
Darn.
Yeah, text me on Tuesday. It's okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all I had for news. You guys got anything random to throw in there?
No.
No, I got nothing. I got no news.
Okay. Well, Kev.
Easy enough.
Let's head into our Italian GP number 2. Preview.
Electric Boogaloo.
And I'm here to bring you up to speed for the Italian Grand Prix. We're looking forward to the Formula One Pirelli Gran Premio d'Italia 2025. We're looking at clear weather with an average of about 25 Celsius, 77 Fahrenheit.
Nice.
No rain looking for this weekend, so
nice.
Looking at a dry race.
Dry.
Fun fact. Monza has only missed 1 year on the calendar since the start of F1, and that was in 1960 when Imola played host, and then right after joined the calendar alongside Monza.
Very good.
Now, getting into the race last year, starting grid was Lando to Oscar to George. Lights out and off the line. Lando leads Oscar up the straight with Russell straight behind. A good start from the McLaren pair as they approach the first turn, where Russell attempts to make a move on the outside, but hits dirt, has a moment, straightens out and takes the runoff area, coming back on track behind both of the Ferraris and going side by side his teammate Lewis, who gets the job done on him shortly thereafter. Max overtaking him next. Still lap one, and on the next chicane, Oscar overtakes Lando, threw it on the outside, catching him lacking a little bit, who has to slow down, give way to his teammate, putting him under major pressure from Leclerc, who takes another position away from Lando. Slightly down the order, Danny and Hulk have a moment through the upcoming turn, Danny ending up pushing Hulk off track for a moment and making slight contact. He picks up a 5-second penalty. On lap 5, Hulk attempts to make a late send on Yuki and instead locks up and slides into the side of him, both of them scrambling to get back on pace on track. Yuki does end up retiring after heading back to the pits. Lap 11, Russell's day gets worse as the new caddy driver Perez makes the move for 7th on through the starting straight. 4 laps later, Lando is told to box to overtake Charles. He makes a late move into the pit lane, hitting the pit limiter box and almost speeding through it. Charles pits on the next lap to try and stop the undercut, but Lando makes it work and gets out just ahead of the Monegasque driver. Lap 18, and K-Mac forgets this isn't bumper cars, and he picks up a 10-second penalty for locking up and running into the side of Gasly.
Dang it.
Lap 31, Russell and Perez face up once more in the starting straight. Perez defending well as Russell tries to go on the inside, but soon runs out of room, retreating into the runoff and coming back on track ahead of Perez. He quickly gives the position back and tries to capitalize on being so close, but ultimately stays behind. 2 laps later, Lando committed to the two-step, letting Charles through on ahead as he picks up some fresh slicks. Lap 38, and Russell is finally able to make the move, stick at T1 on Perez, nearly colliding into the back of the Red Bull on a very late move by Perez. Piastri pits for new tires on lap 39, letting the two Ferraris lead. A lap later, we hear that the new tires are not getting up to speed as they need to, matching times of the Ferraris who are going along on their one-stop hards. I wrote that, completely forgetting that this is the segment. On lap 45, Oscar is able to get the overtake done on Sainz for second. However, he is still almost 12 seconds from Leclerc with 8 laps remaining. 3 laps later, and Lando is able to crawl back into the podium places, taking the third spot. Meanwhile, Charles continues to fly in first, keeping it only 5/10 slower than Piastri a lap. He makes his way across the checkered flag, 2.3 seconds ahead of Piastri for an Italian victory. Our final is Leclerc to Piastri to Norris, Sainz, Hamilton, Verstappen, Russell, Perez, Albon, and Magnussen.
Hey,
oh, there it is.
Oh, my goodness.
There it is.
That's a good one.
There it is. That was aggressive. A good one. That was a long one.
You guys like Monza?
Yeah.
I do like Monza.
I like
that's
racing.
That's a fun one. So, yeah, really that's like a fun Monza. One on the game.
It is.
It is
infuriating
a fun one on the game.
Online for turn one. Like, it's like one of the few tracks where I play online where I hope I start at the back of the pack, because it's just every time you get to that corner and everyone just piles into each other. Every time.
Before we close out the show, remind me, I had a video game question for you on the F125.
Okay.
But yeah, this is a fun one to race as well. Last year, you know, obviously we were just kind of looking up the highlights from last year as you're going along, kind of follow along a little bit.
Mm.
I forgot how aggressive the drivers were early on in this race. They just felt very aggressive. Everybody from all the way down.
That's monster.
So yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Especially with how close these cars' performance are right now, all the entire grid. Like, there's going to be some crazy fighting going on this race. Yeah.
Hopefully some carnage.
Carnage.
Yeah, nice. Predictions. Mike had a great week compared to Joe and I. Made a lot of ground.
If it weren't for Lando, it would have been a flawless week.
Bro.
I spent the entire race looking at those three. Like, I'm about to get 6 points. I got 6 points in the
You would have had to lead.
Yeah.
Would that have been the first
it would have
lead
been my
change
first,
of the season?
It would have been my first sixer.
Or at least for a long time.
Yeah.
I haven't
no
had
offense,
a sixer
but
yet.
Man. Yeah, I think we've only had one, right? And it was
two of my top three DNF'd.
Yeah.
I'm in complete shambles.
Sorry, buddy. That is tough. So
yeah, that was rough.
I believe.
Yeah, I picked George to win that.
Yeah, you did.
That was so funny.
Yeah, so I am currently 4 points away from Smelshi. Still leads with 40. Mike's 1 point behind with 39. And I am 3 points behind Mike with 36.
We got a drag
like
race
Lando,
to the finish, fellas.
Like Lando, my championship run is dwindling.
I don't think so, though.
We're like so
Mike
close.
Really
we're each, getting,
a
we're each getting at least a point like every single week. So
right.
It's like, it's hard to catch up.
But. Right. That's a good point.
We're still starting with you, Smelty.
I think that's BS. I think we need to start with Joel, but that's
what?
Just me.
No.
You need the most help possible.
That's why you should go first.
Your logic.
Trust me.
You said you
trust
were,
me. I'm good at math.
Look,
no, I was about to say you said you were bad at math, which means you shouldn't be good at this.
Look, I'll help you right now. Just put George on your podium.
Yeah, put George up there. Put George, Charles, and Hamilton.
Nope. Here it is.
Here we go.
Here it is.
Here it is.
This is what it is.
1-3.
Locking it in.
Lando, Oscar, Charles.
Okay.
That's fine. Laugh at me.
That's cool.
That's fine.
Hey, man.
Cool. Whatever. You think you're doing something special there. But
Can we make sure there's no sharp objects over next to Joe?
Why?
Starting in third, I'm putting Lando Norris.
That's fine.
Interesting.
In second, I am putting Maxwell Verstappen.
Okay.
And Oscar's winning again.
What you gonna do, Joe? Gotta take a risk. Might as well put George Russell at the one.
Yes!
Oscar, Lando, Max.
Yeah.
What the F?
Charles is a crazy pull.
I agree.
I honestly think, man...
That's why I'm in the lead.
Going into this, I did... Going into this, I did want to put Charles, but since you're putting him, I'm just gonna go Max. And then, you know...
That does not track
I'll keep
at
fighting
all.
Mike.
You should have went Charles.
I mean, come on, Oscar and Lando were still the fastest on the grid, you know. So.
Agree. That's why all three of us still have Oscar and Lando on our podiums.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever not going to have them on the podium, unless
I mean,
for some
reason
they just
start dipping.
I mean, for the
rest of the season right now, I don't know. It would take something crazy to predict a DNF for one of the McLarens right now for the rest of the season. I think that'd be crazy.
I think I asked this when we were talking about Ferrari. Just a really quick thought. This is their home track. Do they show any ground here?
Who?
Ferrari.
Well, yes.
That's a good question. Are you locked in?
I am locked in.
What did you say?
Does Ferrari show any ground here?
Oh, I meant like your podium. You said Lando, Oscar, Charles?
I said Lando, Oscar, Charles.
Okay.
Oscar, Lando, Max.
No, I do not think the McLaren or the Ferrari locks in. I don't know why I said McLaren. That's crazy.
He just like hit a wall all of a sudden.
Yeah. Holy cow, I'm so tired. I do not think the Ferrari's locked in. I brought up why earlier. The car is just not suited to Monza right now. It's not suited to these low downforce tracks. I've been seeing that from other people who are more technically minded than I am. Meanwhile, you look at the Red Bull is notoriously super fast in a straight and has been super fast in the straight. And McLaren's a rocket ship. I stand by the fact that Lando's mental is going to be hurt going into this race.
Or is he
going
to be hungry?
And I think that's going to affect him moving forward. And Oscar, like, especially after seeing the way he was talking about the next race being Monza, I was like, oh, this guy is hungry for Monza. He likes Monza. Like, the moment I saw him this last weekend talk about it, I was like, oh, he's my number one for this weekend.
That's an extremely boring take, but probably 100% correct.
You know what? You're a boring take.
But probably 100% correct. You know, that's just where we're at in the season right now.
Yeah, it will be 100% when I get 6 points. Okay,
hey, Kev, what's your podium?
6 points. What
Kevin, what's your podium?
Max Lando. Okay.
Hedgehog first.
Oh. And we're going to wrap up, I think.
Kev, do you like
chicken
nuggets?
He's cooking?
You saw what I had for dinner.
Yeah, he's cooking. Wait.
He's cooking.
You said you had a video game question.
Ooh, I did. What was it? Okay, so you always talk about what would happen if Max Verstappen went into a Racing Bowl. Can you just set that up before you start a season?
No, really?
No. That's dumb.
You can just
move drivers around and start a season that way. Like
you
Max
can
and
probably
the
mod
Bulls.
It, but like it's going to be completely unrealistic to real life because Tsunoda drives like perfectly in the Red Bull on the game. So
of course, but it won't. Damn, it doesn't allow you to move drivers around.
Like I said, you could probably mod the game to do it for
you.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
And, like,
I haven't looked into it.
He could naturally move to V carb like just through like the AI movement and stuff. But like it's pretty unlikely.
No, it happens. Yeah, like in like career simulations and whatnot, the drivers will change teams and stuff like that. Yeah. And so it could happen that Max could just somehow go
end
to
up there.
I think even on the game, he's more likely to retire than moving anywhere.
Yeah, true.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was just curious if you could like set it up like a real deep custom season or career dynasty, whatever the F. It's
Game's
called.
Not as good,
but
unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay. I was just curious because it was like, dude, if you could do that, might as well give it a test run.
Sure.
Just see what happens.
Hey, you know,
I would have put that on your plate, Joe, but
oh, you know what? You can actually drive as icons. You can drive as a driver. Like, you can be a driver in your career. So, technically, you could. You'd have to drive through a whole season.
You could
season.
Be Max and
You'd have
leave.
To drive through a whole season, but then you could leave and go to V-Carb. So, yes,
that's
you
true.
Can do that. It'll just take a good amount of time. You have to do, like,
and then
a
by
five,
the time you
a
get
five
to see,
race season.
It actually
and
probably
by the time you get to season
long.
Two, it sucks, right?
You could just simulate like, every race.
Oh, and you'd also need to get approached by VCARB, so it's a lot harder.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
They changed the contract system last year, so it's a little harder to know what team you're going to.
Mm.
Yeah, ask Joe about Ferrari.
That's
I don't want to talk about Ferrari.
anyway, Joe's mom's here to pick him up, so we got to wrap this thing up. Mike, thanks for being here.
I'm so glad to be here.
As always.
This was a super fun race, and I was really looking forward to talking about this.
You were looking forward to talking about your
Zandvoort.
6 points that you didn't get.
Almost. Partner.
Almost.
Zandvoort, nonetheless, Zandvoort
until,
is one of
until
my favorites.
Isak messed that up.
Yeah.
Joe.
Schmelty.
Kev, thanks for being here, dog, behind the cameras, getting everything done. Oh.
That's it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Don't weekend? Forget to like, comment, subscribe. Yeah. No. Yes. No.
What?
Yes. Are we here next week? I can't remember.
Nope.
F1, Fast Laps.
I don't think so.
We're not recapping stuff?
I mean, so the next race is on the 20th.
We'll talk about it. I think Fast Laps might be here. Otherwise, we'll just combine the episode.
More than likely, we'll be back on the 16th. We will 100% be here on the 16th, no matter what.
Yeah,
but for sure. Next week, we might
don't plan on it.
Yeah.
No, anyway. scoff.
If it's a crazy race at Monza, maybe we should do it next week. Yeah. But we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll let it marinate. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, wherever you listen to the banner, whether that's, what is it, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or iHeartRadio. Yep. Just close her out. Yep.
And that's
an
outro.
That's how you do an outro.
Nah, there's no outros. We just...
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.